So I've always been pretty interested in writing. It's kind of in the family. My father writes poetry and short stories, and then his father, my grandfather, was a pretty prolific writer of nonfiction. He's published well over 20 different books of different biographies. One of his books was on the Wright brothers in the 70s, so he immersed himself in the history of flight. So that was before we really had any family connection to Ohio or Dayton, so it was kind of funny to finally end up here myself after all those years.
And you mentioned watching him and his discipline and in research and how that affected you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so he was a very old school researcher. So he would have stacks of books, and he actually still would type up his manuscripts on a typewriter. So I don't do that, but I definitely adopted some of his just habits of poring over a stack of books and also archival materials. So I spent a lot of time at Wright State's archive doing some research and finding some original manuscripts and sources and things like that. So it was kind of cool for my childhood being around my grandparents' house and seeing him hard at work in his office and then trying to do something a little similar myself.
Well, let's talk about your book, Lost Dayton, Ohio. Where did your interest in this subject come from?
So some of it was since I moved to Dayton, I just became very kind of caught up in revitalization of downtown. I quickly moved just outside the Oregon District and was very kind of into the spirit I saw from a lot of people. And that kind of led to appreciating Dayton's history. And then specifically what kind of took me to the theme of Lost was the actual area I lived in. So I was kind of right in between where the Oregon District and St. Ann's Hill are. I was in the Dayton Towers apartments. So I was kind of wondering why there was this area that was in between these two very old and historic, dense neighborhoods that was basically all just kind of green space and these modern apartment towers. So that was one of the chapters in the book. Actually, the first chapter is on that, what was formerly the Haymarket neighborhood, which was basically completely bulldozed in the 1960s due to urban renewal.
So there's a lot in this book that I think many lifelong residents of Dayton, they haven't heard about it, but there's some great stuff in here, like the Hanging Gardens outside of St. Anne's Hill. A lot of lost gems in here. Tell me a little bit about the research that you put into this book.
So it was a lot of different types of sources. I would say Kurt Dalton's books were probably the first and biggest impact, just because he's done so much great research on Dayton. So I got the chance to sit down and talk with him for a while. So he was great. I would say other than that, I really pulled together probably older books that would kind of go in detail on a particular area. I actually found a lot. There was one particular, and you actually see it in my acknowledgments in the book, there's a forum poster and blogger from about a decade ago who covered Dayton in some amazing detail. I pulled up old plat maps and some of the Sanborn fire insurance maps that give you a really detailed kind of street by street level that pretty much you don't have anywhere else. So I was poring over a lot of those original sources myself. Wright State's archives were great, specifically for a lot of the information about the Oregon District. They have the archives of the Historical Society, so I was looking at everything from old meeting minutes to old publicity flyers to also old newspaper articles. So one thing that was interesting there is through some of the library's online databases, I can get the very old newspapers, so like the late 1800s to maybe about 1920, and then the Dayton Daily News Archive from about 1990 to the current day is there. But almost anything in between, it's in microfilm or there's maybe old print copies floating around. So in some of the Wright State archives, I was able to get a lot of newspaper clippings from those decades that are kind of lost in the online collections.
Microfilm, that's kind of old school research, and which is appropriate considering the history that you're talking about in this book. Any surprises, favorite stories, favorite structures that maybe aren't here anymore?
I think probably one of the most interesting things as a result of the research, I knew obviously we'd lost some great buildings. I knew that we'd lost some iconic industries. I talk about NCR and Delco. So those were great stories to learn more about, especially me coming to Dayton after those companies had left. It was kind of learning about it almost secondhand, but a lot of great stories there. But I think what stood out to me the most was not only have we lost these companies and individual buildings, but just the complete areas that were once thriving have just been completely wiped from history and almost have no trace. So that Haymarket neighborhood was one. That really kind of blew me away to see what that area had once been. I also cover some other neighborhoods, like over on the west side. I talk about the Nickel, which was the way to refer to West 5th Street over there, which was once a very dense and it really served as the African-American entertainment and cultural district. And if you walk down West 5th today, you'll see basically no structures remaining and just a lot of vacant land and grass. Two of the old theaters I cover in the book to kind of get into that area, the Classic and the Palace Theater. So really just to learn that, you know, Dayton just used to have so much more as far as some of these quirky little neighborhoods that ironically now are what are bringing people back to the cities. You know, the Oregon District is probably Dayton's, you know, coolest draw now, and we just could have had so many more if we'd somehow been able to hold on to them.
You mentioned that when you moved here, you became interested in revitalization efforts that are taking place here in the city. One building that people have held out hope for so long is the Dayton Arcade, and it looks like that is moving forward, and hopefully that's going to be a really vital structure and center for the city once again. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I really do think that's probably the biggest potential catalyst for downtown. I know we've heard the arcade being, you know, revitalized before, and it's fallen apart, but it really seems like, you know, the momentum is there and the funding sources are there, probably more importantly. So I'm very excited about that. I think that's the kind of project that, you know, once that gets going, I feel like there's probably a lot of other developers kind of waiting to see if that's really going through. So I wouldn't be surprised to see quite a lot more around that area coming together. And that is one of the chapters in the book. So I chronicle a lot of the history of the arcade. So I think that would be probably my favorite project for downtown and Dayton as a whole to come back.
Reiterate for us, I guess, or summarize your take on the city after completing this book, and then I want to know how it's been received from people who have read it, and also even your immediate family and friends.
Yeah, so I would say, I mean, just to think of the status of Dayton, obviously it's a book focusing on what we've lost, but I do try to use lost in the sense of just kind of forgotten of its original uses, so things that have been transformed. So I would call the arcade as a great example of something that, you know, is in the book, but it's obviously not gone. So I think Dayton still has a lot of gems remaining, other things that can be revitalized. I talk about the Center City Building for one other example. Some of the buildings in what they call the Dayton Motor Car Company Historic District. I know there was just the news came out that one of those buildings had won some historic tax credits for preservation. That's the area basically right east of the Oregon District. So there's a lot of momentum kind of going on in there. That's where the new Troll Pub restaurant is. So I think there's just a lot of areas that are still, you know, hanging on. You know, we didn't bulldoze everything during the rough years, so I think there's still a lot of potential for Dayton, and I'm really excited to hopefully be a part of it. And downtown today has a lot to do, and I'd love to see that kind of radiate out to some of the nearby neighborhoods in the city.
Great. And what's the reaction been for the book?
So far, it seems to be pretty positive. I know a lot of people who maybe did grow up in Dayton and knew a lot of the sites. They were able to learn a little bit more about some of that history. I've been hearing a lot from also sort of in my social circles. It's a lot of people who are really interested in downtown, so I think they've kind of latched onto that angle of the past kind of informing the present. So they're learning a little about the history of some of the places we see downtown, and I think knowing that history really only helps with the momentum of positive change. So I hope that it's not only a book about sad things we've lost in the past, but also a call for protecting what we do still have.
You've put a lot of research into this. How long did this take from genesis, the idea, to publication?
So all in all, it's probably about 2 years. And I started, I mentioned my interest kind of starting with the Oregon District neighborhood. And that is, initially I was thinking of maybe even doing a book specifically on that area. But after some back and forth with the publisher and also me uncovering just some other parts of the city I wanted to talk about, we ended up doing this Lost series book. So after that, I was working on the manuscript, and then there was obviously editing and back and forth. So it probably was about 2 solid years. So it's great to see it, you know, finally in its finished form after all that time and all that work. And I think the publisher really did a great job with the images, and that's all, you know, great stuff that I couldn't have done myself. So I'm really appreciative of their team and how it kind of comes out all said and done.
It really is a beautiful book. Congratulations. It's Lost Dayton, Ohio by Andrew Walsh. And Andrew, it's been a pleasure, and good luck with your endeavors and this book.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. Enjoyed our talk.